This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a last-ditch effort by President Donald Trump's allies to overturn the results of the election in the state of Pennsylvania. The court's order provided no reasoning behind the decision, nor any dissenting votes. The lawsuit was part of several legal attempts by President Trump and his lawyers to overturn victories by his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, in several key states. This particular lawsuit involved a challenge to how mail-in ballots were treated in Pennsylvania. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden introduced his top health care officials on Tuesday. The group will quickly face the country's grim world-leading coronavirus statistics, nearly 15 million infections and more than 283,000 deaths. The president-elect tapped former Congressman Xavier Becerra to be his health and human services chief to lead the country's fight against the virus. Becerra will oversee millions of vaccinations in the coming months. He also picked Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease expert, as his chief medical advisor on COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. The president-elect picked Dr. Rochelle Walensky, a top expert on virus testing, prevention, and treatment in the eastern state of Massachusetts, as director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Indian doctors have found lead and nickel in the blood of patients who have succumbed to a mysterious illness in the southern part of the country. More than 400 people in the state of Andhra Pradesh have fallen ill and with common symptoms of nausea and fainting that do not appear to be linked to the coronavirus. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge said on Tuesday he had been leaning toward denying a Justice Department request to drop the criminal case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, but he was forced to dismiss it after President Trump pardoned him. In a 43-page opinion, U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan said that while he was required by law to throw out the case, he was not persuaded by many of the arguments that prosecutors previously made in urging him to dismiss it. A retired Army general, Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about interactions he had with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. in the weeks leading up to Trump's inauguration in January 2017. He later sought to withdraw the plea on the grounds that prosecutors violated his rights and duped him into a plea agreement. His sentencing was deferred several times. Hong Kong police arrested 8 activists in connection with a July protest on Tuesday. It's the latest in a widening crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Local media reported that those arrested included former legislators Wu Chi-wei, Eddie Chu, and long-haired Long Kwok Hong. Civil Human Rights Front's Figo Chan was also among those arrested. The police accused them of inciting, organizing, and taking part in an unauthorized assembly, referring to the July 1st demonstrations in which thousands defied a protest ban and rallied on the streets against the national security law imposed on the city by Beijing the day before. Speaking to reporters after he was released on bail, Figo said Hong Kong authorities are oppressing dissidents by filing unreasonable charges. Hungary and Poland gave no ground Tuesday in a row that has blocked the European Union's budget and economic recovery fund. But the Hungarian prime minister said he hoped the dispute could be resolved at an EU summit this week. Poland and Hungary are blocking about $2.2 trillion in funding because they oppose a clause linking the release of funds to the rule of law. EU leaders will try to reach an agreement to unblock the funding at a summit that starts on Thursday, but have given no sign of backing down over the rule of law condition. The Ethiopian government says its forces shot at United Nations staff members in the country's embattled Tigray region on Sunday. The shots fired after the staffers breached 2 checkpoints. Senior government official Redwan Hussein told reporters in Addis Ababa on Tuesday that the incident happened at the UN as the UN team tried to reach the Shemelba camp for Eritrean refugees. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.